Thank you, Ree. The end of the coldest months will be marked with a floral blanket this year, as gardens across Norfolk will open their gates for the third National Snowdrop Festival. Well-known gardens in Norfolk include Horsted House, Bagthorpe Hall, Chestnut Farm and Raveningham Farm, as well as Washingham Abbey and Hoveton House. The festival will begin at Horsted House on Saturday, February the 17th. The garden will be open from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at £4 an adult, with millions of snowdrops blooming in a woodland and a riverside setting. On Sunday, February the 25th, the festival will move to Bagthorpe Hall, where a circular woodland walk will take visitors through the snowdrop-covered forest. Soup, made from the estate's vegetable patch, will also be available at the event from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. No less than 90 varieties of snowdrop will be on offer to view at Chestnut Farm, alongside other winter flowers and shrubs. Owners John and Judy McNeil Wilson have over 50 years of gardening expertise and are always keen to share their knowledge with visitors. The gardens are open from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is £5. A very special event will be held on March the 11th when the President of the Royal Horticultural Society, Sir Nicholas Bacon, has agreed to open his garden at Raveningham Hall. The gardens are open from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is £5, with children free, and homemade teas available.
Amateur twitchers from across the region will be flocking to a picturesque medieval church to take part in a national bird counting survey. The Friends of All Saints Church Hemblington are hosting the annual Big Churchyard Bird Watch on Saturday, January the 27th. This is the third year the event has been staged at the site as part of the Big Garden Bird Watch from the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds. Last year, around 500,000 people across the nation took part. Susan Rowe, Secretary of the Friends of All Saints Church, said, "The church's location is quite high and isolated, which means we get an interesting selection of birds. All are encouraged to come along and help us record how many birds we see each hour." She added, "It's a good event for children. They get excited when the birds arrive." Previous years have seen a wide selection of birds visit the church.
Countdown host Nick Hewer will host a charity dinner on January the 31st at the Rooftop Gardens in Norwich for Street Child's Right to Learn Appeal. The appeal is supporting 10,000 vulnerable children in Sierra Leone, Liberia and Nigeria to go to school. Norfolk resident and Street Child CEO Tom Dannett said, "With your support, we will help thousands of children learn to read and write and empower them for the future." Mr. Hewer said, "If a kid runs away from a home for whatever reason, they can't go to school. And if a child doesn't go to school, it harms its chance for a future. We get them back to their parents and talk to their parents about what the problems are. With a drinks reception, three-course dinner and auction, all funds raised at the charity dinner will be matched by the UK government."
Customers were evacuated from a Norwich supermarket after police received a bomb threat. Morrison's on the Riverside Retail Park was closed for around an hour on Saturday lunchtime after a bomb threat was received by the police, a Morrison's spokesman said. Customers were soon allowed back in the supermarket, but were not given an explanation as to why the evacuation took place. A Morrison's spokesman confirmed that police had been made aware of a bomb threat.
A health chief is urging people to get the flu vaccine and look after themselves as rates of the illness are on the rise. All counties across England have experienced an increase in reported cases of flu this winter, according to a Public Health England spokesman for the East of England. Among the mixture of flu strains being caught by people is the so-called Aussie flu. She confirmed that flu consultation rates in Norfolk had increased from 2.9 to 17.4 over 4 weeks at the end of 2017. But the vaccine uptake in the region during that time was higher within at-risk groups compared to the same time last year. Flu patients have been attending A and E departments at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in King's Lynn, West Suffolk Hospital in Bury St Edmunds. The James Paget University Hospital in Galston is treating 11 patients for flu, normal for this time of year. Swaffham Community Hospital is closed to new admissions due to the flu outbreak.
They are beaches famous for their seals and adorable-looking pups that attract large numbers of people eager to see them loll around on the sand or take a dip in the North Sea. And now the beaches at Horsey and Winterton have been the focus of a police crime prevention team, which helped to show people how to respect the hundreds of seals during the pupping season. Officers from Norfolk Police's Rural Crime Task Force patrolled the beaches in partnership with volunteers from the Friends of Horsey Seals. As well as providing a deterrent to offenders, the patrols, which were part of Operation Randall, gave police a chance to meet the public and explain why they should keep clear of seals by watching them from a distance. Both beaches and the surrounding areas had 1,820 seal pups this season as of January the 4th, a record season. Last month, people expressed outrage after a man was believed to attempt to take a photo of a child on a seal at Winterton. People should remember they're wild animals and it's important to give them their distance and the respect that they deserve. We want everyone to enjoy the seals in a safe, legal way and fully support the work of the volunteers. It was the second patrol carried out by the police unit this pupping season, and Peter Ansell, chairman of the Friends of Horsey Seals, said the task force had already agreed to carry out 4 patrols next season between November and January. That's all on this part of Chatterbox, so it's goodbye from Alison Aplin
and Don Cleaver.
Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news, and a feature on Brackendale in central Norwich.